It's my understanding I wouldn't have been given the permit if there was any issues towards the water or the cave or anything like that. So, but I do have my permit, so, and I have my prevention plan. And it was developed by a team that knows how to develop it in conjunction with DNR.
Anybody else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to close this for discussion. I think the big thing we look at, board, is that we're looking here for the error in law. And there's three main issues of why they didn't approve this. Salvage yard is not compatible with adjoining agricultural uses. Salvage yard will impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of the surrounding property, and that the stormwater plan was not presented for the planning board members to review. So, I mean, that's the area that we're focused on tonight, is those reasons for the denial. So with that, any discussion?
Well, we drove down that road, and you can't see that property, any of those cars from the highway or roads that we drove on, anywhere. I don't know if you can see it from that man's house. I could not see the man's house when I was there. The stormwater plan from DNR, we don't require that as far as at this board level. And as far as improvement, there is some lots down there not joining this property that is possible to be improved. On my trip down to the property, the neighbors that live right on the road couldn't look any worse than this property. There were no mobiles, tents. I don't know what the desirability of that is. That's all I would say about it.
Well, the project that was denied by PNC is a different project. It's not the same at all. I went down and looked over the site, and I couldn't see any issue with it when I looked over it.
Okay. It has a large wooded buffer all the way around the car.
I tend to agree with you. There may be issues about groundwater runoff or contamination or whether they're permanent or not, but none of that's anything that we're considering tonight. And just looking at these three particular items, stormwater plan not presented, again, not required, and it has apparently been presented. So, yeah, there was an error in that one for sure. Salvage yard not impeding normal and orderly development and improvement of the surrounding. I'm not sure that we're seeing development improvement, but it's at the end of a road. Nobody's going to have to drive past that. I'm not sure that that's a valid point. And a salvage yard not compatible with adjoining agricultural uses. Again, people store extra equipment and vehicles all around there. A salvage yard is apparently allowable and an A1. So I'm not sure, because of the threshold of vehicles, that pertains. I think there was an error. I agree.
Okay. Anybody else? And if not, do we have a motion that we'd like to make on this?
I would move to approve the appeal request of 23-002A, which would overturn the previous board's judgment. Correct? Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right, we're going to move on forward. All right, if you guys don't mind to move on out to the hallway, we're going to proceed. All right, so moving forward, we're going to talk about the reconsideration request of the 2023-001A Ronald Arts.
So just real quick, July 19th, 2023, the Taney County Board of Adjustment approved a request by Ronald Daniel Arch seeking to appeal and reverse the Planning Commission's denial of conditional use permit 23-008 to allow a recreational vehicle park with six RV sites to be located at 1050 Sycamore Church Road. On July 26th, 2023, the Planning Office received a written request for a rehearing reconsideration request on the July 19th, 2023 BOA decision from Anthony Boer. If this rehearing reconsideration request is approved, then appeal 23-001A would be heard again on September the 20th at the next BOA meeting, and it would be reheard. If it is approved, then the first decision of the Board of Adjustment is null and void. We just start back at square one.
Okay. So this will be where only the applicant of this request will be the only one speaking tonight. And if you want to go ahead and step forward, you can.
Together for the only issue, I mean, I don't
speak your name.
Sorry, my name's Anthony Boer.
All right. Thank you.
There was a lot of discussion at the last meeting about it being an adequate road. So everybody has different opinions, interpretation on what is adequate. What's adequate to me is not, may not be to you. What's adequate to you may not be to somebody else. I had some questions about the, I kind of was concerned about the FedEx video because it was edited. The part of the road, what I would consider the worst section that you would drive in and out through there, was edited out of that video. So you didn't see the vehicle drive through there. But what I wanted to point out is Taney County adopted road standards December 21st, 2020. Signed by Presiding Commissioner Mike Schofield, Associate Commissioner Brandon Williams, Associate Commissioner Sheila Wyatt, and Taney County Highway Administrator Devin Huff. Included the table of contents is in what I gave you, but it discusses right-of-way and roadway widths. A residential area requires a right-of-way 50 foot, a minimum roadway width of 24 foot. High-density residential requires a right-of-way of 50 foot, roadway width of 31 feet. The same county document also describes high-density residential as one-half or smaller acre lots in a subdivision, such as we have in Meadow Ridge, that all drive in and out that way. That would require a 31-foot roadway. I have measured the roadway. The one particular area I submitted at first, it was 22.5 foot wide. Doesn't meet the 24-foot minimum. There was no shoulders. It dropped off on both sides. I've measured since then. I submitted some other pictures if you do reconsider it. 211 Sycamore Church Road. I rode on the highway with orange marking paint and everything. It's just over 23 feet. But if it goes to a hearing, there's a marker on there. It shows you where 24-foot mark is and so on. Down just past my driveway, between my driveway and where this plant is planned, the roadway is 22.5 feet wide. They're not anywhere near 24, let alone 31. If you go over to Buena Vista to ABC Campground, it's three lane all the way back to their entrance, then it drops back to two. You know, it allows ample roadway. MoDOT published a practical design I know it doesn't necessarily apply to Taney County, but I thought it was, they had the same recommendations. Lanes on both rural and urban major roadways should be 12 foot wide. That is for a single lane. But in their discussion, I thought it important, the lane width of the roadway greatly influences the safety and comfort of driving. Since the 12-foot lane also provides desirable clearances between larger commercial vehicles traveling in opposite directions of a two-lane, two-way rural roadways when high traffic volumes are expected. Now, their definition of high volume is anything over 400 cars. Taney County's is less than 5-acre, half-acre lot. So narrow lanes force drivers to operate their vehicles laterally closer to each other than they would normally desire. And so it does say, I will say, that there are circumstances where more narrow lane widths can be used. It says in urban areas where pedestrian crossings, right-of-way, or existing development become stringent controls. We don't have any pedestrian crossings or any stringent controls that's going to slow or moderate traffic at any time. The next page is on shoulder width. It says never eliminate shoulders altogether. Motorists expect them. As I've said, I've submitted pictures where there's no shoulder. It goes to the edge of the pavement, and it goes down like this. Roads with narrow traveled way, narrow shoulders and significant traffic tend to provide poor level of service, have a higher crash rate, and that's all I'm wanting to avoid. I want it to be safe. If you choose to approve this, my next step is probably a petition to the Taney County Road and Bridge for them to improve the road. You know, it needs to be wider. I don't think it's wide enough for what he's proposing. It doesn't meet the minimum requirements set forward by the county. I know it does say in there if any new subdivision over 50 homes is going in, that they shall go by this. And it says that they can, may be required, the subdivision, to pay for part of that. I'm not, you know, however you want to do with that, if the county wants to upgrade the road, I'm fine with, you know, if he wants to put an RV park in there, as long as it's safe. As the road is, it doesn't meet the county's minimum guidelines. I don't think it is safe, therefore, based on their what they have in writing. Okay. Any questions?
Is there any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. We'll close this for discussion.
Well, to me, there's no doubt safety is the most important thing. We discussed that in the last meeting. There's no doubt we discussed that in many other meetings we've had in the past. I mean, safety is important. But I think, again, that's one of those deals where that's out of our control, that it would be more a Taney County Road and Bridge topic. But, again, if we were to base it on that, then there would have to be some kind of argument to ban any other future large vehicles that come through there, you know, FedEx included. That, again, falls out of our control. So that's just my thoughts on that.
So if I recall, we overturned the previous board's decision in which they referenced the road was not suited. I don't know if they said safe.
You want me to read it to you?
Yeah, would you mind?
Okay. So the three reasons the Planning Commission did not approve was the proposed RV park is not compatible with the adjacent uses and would generate undue traffic. Two, the access route is not adequate. And then three, the establishment of the RV park would have a substantial adverse impact on the surrounding parcels. So and then the last one was procedure was not followed because of the stamp. Yeah.
The access route is not adequate, and I remember that there was a...
And compatible, all in the same paragraph, right?
Well, no, the access route is not adequate was one of their reasons stated. In.
I don't think there's going to be enough traffic from six RVs. No, more often than they're going to go in and out, they're not going to go in and out near as much as the FedEx truck does already. And I...